Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian American patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Boy, oh boy. You know, with all of everything that's going on and the new threat, well, is it really, how big of a threat is it, is the question. This new threat that Hamas is now calling for global jihad, global
right.
invasion of Israel and attacking the Jews worldwide on October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's been quite a few different people that are saying, well, then stay out of the cities and by all means, keep your families at home. Keep your families at home for this. But there's something else, you know, that we've also got to remember that we're Americans. And
this is America.
And this is America. We are not going to be told, oh, we're going to threaten you and you're going to cower.
And you're going to stay home.
And you're
going
to stay home and you're going to avoid doing the things that you do as Americans because now we're going to make sure that you're afraid of us. That's not going to happen.
Well, you know, I have to say that, you know, they're saying stay away from the major cities in the U.S., but most Americans stay away from those places anyway.
Those
aren't even America. Those
right.
are like third world cesspools.
Yeah, I mean, they're worse than what used to be considered homeless camps. They're just huge conglomerate trash heaps now.
Well, they really are, and the police are so demoralized now. I mean, they can't even recruit enough police. You've got DAs that won't prosecute.
Right.
It's just completely out of control. You know, I follow Police Frequency and several other channels. And it's just a continuous flow all day, every day of just wanton crime.
That's right.
Violent crime. So cities aren't a place to be anyway. But, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, they had, I don't know, 1,000 people turn out in support of Hamas. Of course, Black Lives Matter is all intermingled with them. And
that's right.
And, you know, speaking of third world cesspools, that's where Black Lives Matter mostly operates. That's just simply not where Americans go. Not
right.
real Americans.
Right, exactly. And, you know, but the point also being, this is a Christian nation, and we plan to keep it that way. And we're not, you know, first of all, we are called by God not to fear, not to have a spirit of fear. He's not the one that gave us a spirit of fear. If we've got a spirit of fear, we need to sit down and repent of that.
Well, this nation was not won on a spirit of fear.
That's right.
It was. It doesn't mean you're not afraid, but you need to be courageous. You need to have courage despite being afraid.
Well, and you also need to understand that either you believe the Bible and what God says or you don't.
Right.
And, you know, if you have not heard the scripture, what can man do to me? Right?
Right.
You know, I'm the only one I'm afraid of is the living God.
That's right.
You know,
He
is the one that can actually do something to your eternal soul, where man can kill the body. Sure. Big deal. That's nothing compared to what God can do to you.
And what he's going to do. This is just really amazing to watch. I mean, you know, talking about front row seats to the end times.
That's right.
And, you know, World War III and everything else that's, you know, exploding. But, you know, for Hamas, Hezbollah to call for global jihad and start carrying that out, you know, they may have been sneaking a lot of them in here over the past, you know, decade. And they're seeing huge numbers of like Syrians and Afghanis. But this is not unarmed southern Israel.
That's right.
Liberal, you know, coexist sticker wearing
right.
America. This is heavily, heavily armed. Of course, Israel, they realized the mistake that they made there. They started allowing people to go to the armories, the public armory, where you have to keep your registered firearm locked up unless you're going to go to an approved shooting range. Well, they just reversed that. Now people are actually able to have their firearms where they need them at home for their defense. But
that's right.
In the United States, it's going to be a completely different
ball game. Way different because first of all, traditional Christian God-loving Americans have just been waiting for the second when some invader is going to throw down and try to say that, oh yeah, we're going to come into your nation and stomp you guys. The whole nation has basically been saying, oh really? Come and take it.
Exactly.
Come and take it. Let's just have you all come over here and see what you got.
Well, they started jihad like that in the United States. I mean, the only message is for the FBI who won't do their job, just stay out
of
the way.
Yeah, just stay out of the way. Just make yourself scarce.
Go get a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Go
sit
have some donuts.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, just stay out of the way. because it is every American's given right to defend themselves, their neighbor, their nation, if they're invaded.
Yeah.
That is actually there's a legal term for that, and it's called you were describing this, where if you're invaded, you have the right to defend yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You have, a matter of fact, the laws of land warfare are very clear. You do not need to be following orders. If your nation is under attack by a foreign enemy, you do not have to have a chain of command. You don't have to have orders. You are authorized by the laws of land warfare to engage the enemy on your own initiative when your nation is under attack and when you are being invaded.
And that's right. And yeah. it's that is just a very, very common sense law system to have, because if you're suddenly invaded and nobody even in your nation even knows that the invaders are there, and
right.
you have to defend yourself, your property, and whatever, then by all means, you're perfectly within the law to do so. And so, you know, this is kind of, you know, we've been getting stripped down by these globalists who are no longer following the laws. We've gone through a communist coup, mm-hmm. and they no longer prosecute criminals. They're allowing crime to run rampant. And, you know, so, you know, if somebody were to tip it off with this jihad thing that they think that they can just do in America at will with a call, they've just got another thing coming.
They may have grossly underestimated how quickly Americans can organize.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, rise to the occasion.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we'll see. You know, right now, all eyes are on Israel. And we've been saying this, you know, in the end times, all these wars, rumors of wars, keep your eyes on Israel. Not Russia and Ukraine, not Taiwan and China, although those are in our peripheral. We track those things. But really, the little tiny sliver the size of New Jersey will be the entire world's focus. And look, here we are.
That's right.
And so they're trying to make this spill over. The, you know, the real plan of Hamas, and WorldNet Daily just ran this, is to kill every Jew and every Christian on earth.
Yep.
That's their plan. Here's their stated plan. The Hamas commander said, this is not about land. This is not just Palestine. The entire planet will be under our law. There will be no more Jews or Christian traitors. Only then, if everyone adopts his law, then there will be peace. Yeah. And
well,
I mean,
can we just pause for a second to laugh in their general direction? You know, that's hilarious because, first of all, you guys are basically, you know, the whole Hamas and Muslim population are basically getting used like frontline fodder troops.
Yeah, they're just
and yes. the Russians threw them out there like the fodder troops, and the Chinese yeah. look like they're probably going to do the same thing here in the United States with them, using them for fodder troops and seeing how bad we obliterate them and cut them at their knees before they step their people up to start yeah. in. And so, you know,
I think they're gonna be surprised. The collective, the globalists, the jihadis, I don't think they understand how alive the spirit of our founding fathers is.
That's right.
That is just like in this sleeping state. It's, you know.
Right. Right at the moment. We're peaceful.
That is waking up. And that's what President Trump said. He says, they are so lucky we are peaceful.
Exactly.
And you know, that goes back to what I was saying. Be armed. Be dangerous. It doesn't do any good to be armed and not dangerous. We need to be armed, we need to be dangerous, and we need to be moral.
That's right.
And you don't abuse that, you don't commit crimes with that. You're ready to defend life and liberty and your nation without hesitation.
Right.
And the whole point of the Second Amendment is that an armed citizenry is dangerous.
Yep.
It is dangerous to tyrants. It is dangerous to foreign invaders.
Yep.
It's
dangerous to cowards that target unarmed civilian populations.
Yeah, absolutely. So, nope, that's what I stand by.
Exactly. And you know, we'll get to the word of the day, but after the break, I've got something that every American needs to be reminded of, and I can't wait to get to it.
Oh, we haven't started talking about what every American needs to be reminded of?
Oh, no, we haven't even really.
We're just getting warmed up.
We're just getting warmed up because this is Thrash Akami, and that's exactly what God's about. Is, you know, well, who do they bow to? They bow to Satan himself because their tactics are lying, stealing, murder. Everything.
Right.
That's all about
all
Satan, all of it, you know, and
sure is.
And plus that is, you know, one more time, that is exactly what Karl Marx said. My goal in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism.
Yes.
To which we say, come and take it, buddy.
That's right. Molon lave. All right. Well, let's get to the word of the day and find out what he has in store for us. And I have a feeling this is going to be following the same theme. God showing favor,
yes,
on those he chooses.
That's right. And so the word of the day, it wasn't a random turning. It was a random email that showed up in my email box.
Oh.
It came from, yes, it does, because it was random and I didn't go looking for it.
Okay.
Right? And so this comes from Pastor John Hagee from CUFI, and he's basically making the statement about everybody needs to make sure that they're supporting the Jews, and of course we do, because mm-hmm. That's just what we're all about. Jesus was a Jew. And so... And through all the Jews, the whole world is blessed, like we read on Monday. And so the word of the day for Thrash Akami Thursday comes to us from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 47 through 51 that read, "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation, the God who executes vengeance for me and brings down peoples under me, who also brings me out from my enemies. You also raise me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent person. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. He is a tower of salvation to his king and shows favor to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever." And
all
that's it.
All right.
And so,
I love that one.
So, yep, because that is King David saying that right there. And there he is singing praises to God's name. And like it says right there in that last sentence, and God shows favor to his anointed,
right,
to David and his descendants forever.
There you go.
Yep. And so you all know that David followed after God's own heart.
Right.
He was courageous and brave because of God.
Yes.
He was courageous and brave because he knew God had his back.
He was fearless.
Yep.
Yeah, he was fearless because he knew that he had God on his side. He consulted God also before he made decisions. God gave him victories and blessed him. He showed favor on him. And David had a contrite heart.
Yep.
He was humble before the Lord.
Yep.
He sought the Lord, loved the Lord. He celebrated the Lord.
Yep.
And the Lord showed him favor.
That's right.
Because of that.
Well, and because God, God specifically says in the end of Revelation that cowards will inherit no part of the kingdom.
Right.
Cowards don't make it into heaven.
Listed right there with all the other
The adulterers, the liars, the murderers, you know, all of the people that that are still living in their sin, who haven't been saved by Jesus.
And he lists cowards.
And he lists cowards.
Them.
Yep. Yeah. And so truly God hates a coward, because if you are a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian and you're a coward, that is a huge insult to God.
Right.
Huge. Because he made you. He made the ground you stand on. He made everything that you've ever owned or been given in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He made it all. He owns it all. He is the sovereign of the universe.
He's provided it all.
And he stands behind you. And so for you to ever be afraid, knowing that he's on your side, is nothing but a flat-out insult to the Lord.
And this is a timely scripture, too, because at this time, David was up against Palestinians.
Right.
The Philistines.
Yeah.
The same people. The same violent, these people did the same thing. They came in murdering, raping men, women, children, stealing, taking slaves. They did it all. It's the same recycled enemy.
That's right.
And so this scripture applies to especially the Israelis today as much as it did to the Israelis then. They're up against the same enemy.
Well, and what did Netanyahu just say about all the members of Hamas?
Oh, yeah. He said, every member of Hamas is a dead man.
That's right.
That's right. That's the right attitude right there.
Exactly. That's the spirit of David saying, oh, Goliath, you're nothing compared to my God.
Yeah, there's no negotiating. There's no talking it over. There's no, okay, we're ready to come to the negotiating table. Oh, no. That's over.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and what's even funnier is these Hamas, they went in and slayed and butchered unarmed families, and then they acted like they were all tough and victorious and celebrating it. And then when Israel basically woke up and started stomping them, they turned around and started crying victim like little babies.
Oh, yes. The same people that were in Gaza handing out treats in the street to people driving by. They had trays of baked goods and candy, and people were celebrating and honking their horns. Yay. Now they're all walking around in a daze and a stupor because, you know, Ahmed has lost his whole family. And well, he was dancing in the street with them, you know, a couple days ago with murder of all these people. Same thing the Philistines did back then.
Yep.
And the solution was the same. We got to hunt them down. We got to wipe them out. That's it. There's no other solution when you're up against that type of an adversary.
That's right. Because they don't, you can't fix them.
They don't give you any other option.
Right.
I mean, they give you no other choice than to go all out.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Oh, well, you know, what do you do? Okay, so that scripture, 2 Samuel 22.
Yes. Hey, you're just on it. It's 2 Samuel 22, verses 47 through 51. And we'll give the tip of the hat to John Hagee and Christians United for Israel on that one. So thank you so much for that.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you.
And praise God.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back with segment two right after this. Patriots, stick around. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Christians, give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace.
Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs, whomever among you sees a wrong.
That we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
I'll be a president who seeks out, listens to, and incorporates the ideas and concerns of Muslim Americans. That will include having Muslim American voices as part of my administration.
Let me quote from the Bible, from 1 John chapter 4.
When the Prophet Muhammad instructs, your vote is your voice. Muslim American voices matter.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back, fired up patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, everyone, and welcome back to Thrashacommy Thursday, where we're having an absolute blast thrashing them today because you know, we, like we said, we believe what we read in the Bible. We believe that as Christians, we can't lose.
Yeah.
We can't lose. You know, what can man do to us?
Well, I wanted to address something here real quick, because this right here is drawing a line, a distinct line, and it's God is shaking the fence to get people off the fence. I've seen, actually, it's alarming how much anti-Jewish, anti-Israel sentiment that I've seen among Christians, anti-Semitic stuff.
Right.
And there's been something that's been circulating, and I wanted to address real quick. These little vignettes and little videos showing the communist Illuminati roots of Zionism and Israel becoming a nation because of this big push from the, and this is all satanic Illuminati, blah, 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 blah. Okay, there are two components to this that exist even in the United States and has from the beginning. The Illuminati and all of these, and some of them are Jewish, they are evil people, communist roots, and all of this stuff. Okay, that's one component. That is Satan-driven, and it is designed to disrupt God's plan for Israel. Satan, from the beginning, has tried to disrupt God's plan to include bringing our Messiah to the earth, tried to destroy him.
That's right.
Everything else. There is also those who love and revere God, and God prophesied Israel would have new life breathed into it. It would become a nation again. They will give their lives to Christ, the Messiah, in the Great Tribulation. And you've got two competing world systems going on here, side by side. And the Christians that glom onto the Illuminati, satanic side, this whole thing, Israel is all Illuminati, you know, satanic based. You are being fooled by the very adversary.
That's right.
That we're all up against. If you look at the United States and our founding, there's, from the beginning, there has been two different competing world systems. There's been Christians who loved the word of God and built our nation on God's word. And then you've got the Illuminati occult influence there, and you see it all over Washington, D.C. You've got the laws of Moses, you got the Ten Commandments, you've got all of our biblical history in stone all over, and you also have occultic symbolism and this Illuminati type stuff all over Washington, D.C.
That's right.
There's two competing world systems. Don't be deceived when you see this, and you know, tempted to turn against Israel. We should be supporting Israel, the Israel of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's right.
That God prophesied would be bringing back to life. The satanic people, God's going to deal with them. The Antichrist is probably going to be a Jewish ethnicity. You know, probably be a homosexual.
That's right, according to Daniel.
Right. Yep. Yeah. He will not revere or remember the God of his fathers. He will have no affinity for women. So that's the, that's your Illuminati, deep state, World Economic Forum type of person that's going to come forward as
that's
the Antichrist.
Yuval Noah Harari type of person.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, stay the course, patriots. Stay the course, Christians. Trust in the word of God. He's got this. Don't be turned against Israel.
Don't be turned against Israel, because Jesus specifically says that in his second coming, you know, where everybody is scattered because of the desolation of abominations, he's telling the Jews, he's telling them what to do to save themselves.
Yes.
Because he's coming back for them. He will redeem them. And at that point, they will look upon his wounds and say, "Where did you get these wounds?" And he'll say, "I got them in the house of my friends." And they will suddenly understand their unfortunate, horrible error for the past 2,000 years.
Yep.
And he redeems them. He brings them back, and they spend eternity with us.
Yes.
We and the Jews, we were all grafted in. We're grafted into their system.
They accept Christ just like we did.
That's right.
And absolutely. They're so...
Right.
Matter of fact, we're grafted into their promise.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got some other cool stuff.
Yes, because as we're talking about all of these so scary threats from the Muslim jihadists, well, they need to remember one person in history, our president, Thomas Jefferson, who wiped out the Muslims and sent them packing in
That's
the first
right.
Barbary War. And in fact, this was about when the pirates, the Muslim pirates surrendered to Jefferson in 1805. And so, you know, he wasn't going to...
The shores of Tripoli.
That's right. He was not going to tolerate any of their nonsense, and neither are we today.
They were doing the same thing. They were raiding ships. They were taking hostages, killing people, holding them for ransom.
That's right.
And they said, well, you can pay this penance. You know, you can pay this $200,000 a year or $800,000 a year, and we won't raid your ships. And Jefferson and Adams said, no.
That's right.
We're coming after you. And they did.
Yeah, because it says here in this description that Thomas Jefferson became president, and the Muslim pirates increased the cost of the tribute, and Jefferson flat out refused to pay it.
Yep.
Instead, he sent United States warships to the Mediterranean Sea, which eventually began bombarding the pirate bases and ultimately basically kick their teeth in.
And the United States Navy and Marine Corps were born.
There you go.
Hoorah. All right. Well, guys, we're out of time. You be safe out there. Lock and loaded. Clean that M4. Make sure it's serviceable. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.